Welcome to Tech Pulse, where we deliver the latest in tech news to keep you ahead of the curve. Today, we're diving into OpenAI's Code Red strategy that could redefine AI capabilities and Google's recent legal hurdles. Let's get started.
OpenAI has declared a Code Red, an urgent call to action for the company to push the boundaries of its AI capabilities, particularly with ChatGPT. CEO Sam Altman is spearheading this initiative, aiming to bolster the chatbot's performance and maintain its competitive edge in the rapidly evolving AI landscape. This strategic move underscores the pressure on AI companies to continuously innovate and improve their offerings amidst an intensely competitive market. By prioritizing enhancements, OpenAI seeks not only to meet user demands, but also to outpace rivals in delivering cutting-edge AI solutions.
And who is leading this charge internally at OpenAI? Tell us more about the role of Nick Turley in this pivotal moment.
Nick Turley, the relatively unknown executive steering the ChatGPT project, is at the heart of this Code Red. His leadership will be crucial in implementing the necessary changes to elevate ChatGPT's capabilities. With Altman's declaration, Turley's role is critical to ensuring the team's efforts align with OpenAI's strategic goals. The outcome of this initiative could significantly impact OpenAI's market position and its ability to lead in AI advancements.
Moving from OpenAI to another tech giant facing challenges, what's the latest with Google's legal situation regarding its Gemini project?
In a significant legal development, Judge Amit Mehta has ruled that Google cannot compel partners like Apple to distribute its Gemini AI. This decision is part of a broader judgment addressing Google's search monopoly practices. The ruling limits Google's influence in pushing their AI products through forced distribution, potentially altering its strategic partnerships and affecting how it markets AI technologies. This could encourage more competitive practices and open opportunities for rivals in the AI space.
Interesting times for these tech giants. Now let's shift gears to the startup world. What's happening with Udly and its impressive valuation increase?
Udly, an AI startup founded by former Google employees, has tripled its valuation to over $300 million. The company's focus on creating AI tools designed to assist, rather than replace, users marks a significant trend in the tech industry. By emphasizing AI's role as a supportive tool, Udly is tapping into a growing demand for technologies that enhance human capabilities rather than supplant them. This strategic positioning not only attracts investment, but also aligns with shifting consumer preferences towards collaborative AI solutions.
Fascinating progress from Udly. Let's touch on Amazon's latest enhancements to their AI services. Can you give us the brief on that?
Amazon has introduced new customization features for its Bedrock and SageMaker AI services, allowing businesses to tailor AI solutions more precisely to their needs. This enhancement underscores Amazon's commitment to providing flexible and robust AI tools, positioning itself as a versatile player in the AI industry. These updates could enhance user satisfaction and attract more enterprise clients looking for adaptable AI capabilities.
And quickly, what about Meta's recent acquisition in the AI space?
Meta has acquired Limitless, an AI startup known for its wearable microphone technology called Pendant. This acquisition highlights Meta's interest in expanding its hardware capabilities and integrating AI-driven audio solutions into its product lineup. Such moves could enhance Meta's position in the wearable tech market, offering innovative solutions that blend AI with everyday technology.
Before we wrap up, a quick mention of Microsoft's new AI strategy.
Microsoft is exploring the sale of software subscriptions specifically for AI agents, a move that reflects the growing integration and reliance on AI in business operations. This strategy could create new revenue streams and deepen Microsoft's influence in the AI ecosystem, particularly as businesses increasingly adopt AI-driven processes.
That's all for today's episode of Tech Pulse. Stay tuned for more updates and insights into the ever-evolving world of technology. Until next time, keep innovating.